They gathered in the dusty warehouse like naughty, malevolent schoolboys having a smoke behind the gym. Dmitri had just flown in from St. Petersburg. Pointing a fat finger encumbered by a gaudy diamond ring, he looked out over his international crew with a palpable menace behind his paternal gaze.
You have all heard the project proposed by our young friend Cook Nicris. What is wrong with our plan, as you lovely gentlemen see it? Karl, you seem troubled. Bad flight from Munich?
Karl shook his ice-blonde crew cut with exasperation in his chiseled features.
Why are we taking so many big cars? What is this? You think this is the Italian job?
Sleep out Louis' black eyes flashed with contempt.
It ain't my job. What is what you guys? Is this the first job you ever done? Back in Brooklyn, this caper would be a walk in the park.
William, looking like a sharp toothpick, used his long artistic fingers to loosen his Garrick Club tie in the stifling heat.
No need to get your knickers in a twist, chaps. All batting for the same team, after all. No need for fisticuffs.
Hamish laughed as he stroked his bushy beard.
And you didn't want to be scrapping with a Scotsman. You can, in Glasgow, before we mollicate the other fella, we say, can your mother store, Jimmy? We'll stitch this.
Cockney Chris looked up with a cheeky gleam in his ice-blue eyes.
Come on, mates, it'll be a doddle. Well, after all, I mean, it's only a candy shop, innit?